a job at some people called Holloway Plastics. And they gave us turned up.
Yes.
Hideway.
Yes, that's okay. It. And Holloway Plastics had taken over Barnett Combe.
I don't know.
I think they did.
I think you're right. Mm. I don't know why I think you're right, but I do think you're right.
So I wasn't sure who I worked for, or I'm not sure now which one I worked for. Yeah. I knew. Where are you working?
So which year would that be?
1959, I know that, because there was factory, sort of, that sounds awfully snobby, but the factory people with not much to talk about.
Mm.
And these were injection moulding machines, which I thought was a super job. You closed the gate, pushed a button, it went, made 10 combs or whatever.
Yeah.
I think you pushed the button and it opened. Then you opened your cage and you fished out the thing on a sprue, which is where the plastic solidified, and off that skeleton were half a dozen combs or something.
Right.
We had to snip the
combs
off and stack them.
Yeah.
Chuck the sprue into a grinder, sort of grind it up, and they would reuse that.
Yeah.
Next fill of the machine. If you could stand that for 8 hours, and you got a bonus, depending on how much you, I'd drive you crackers.
Yes.
And I mean, I did it, but I should think maybe a month, maybe.
Yes.
That was fine. I never got the bonus, so it was only a penny an hour or something. I just couldn't frankly be bothered.
Yeah.
Extra 8 pence a day was
really
neither here nor there. So, Barnett Combs was again. Introduction to different sort of folk. That was quite good. I managed to get on all right. But one of the guys was from a school similar to mine, and we could chat reasonably intelligently, I suppose. He was just doing his A-levels, so I know I was waiting for my O-level results, and that would be summer 59. What a long story to tell you what date it was.
And what were they just doing? The combs, doing different things.
But they also did fairy liquid bottles and tops.
Oh, yeah.
And the tops, I can remember doing red, they were in those days. Because they weren't a big item, the machine would do squillions of them at a run.
Yeah.
So, close the cage, push the button, it would go, and while it was working, you got to snip all these blinking little red things off.
Yeah.
Hundreds, well, hundreds, but lots and lots of them.
Gosh.
Before the machine went and moved back, and you could open it and start all over again.
Right.
What a sprint.
Yes.
And
these would have been used to finish the moulds.
Right.
In an injection moulding machine.
Yeah.
So that to smooth off the edges and get it perfect before.
Yes.
So that would be Norton Grinding Wheel supplying the tool maker who made the tools to do the plastic moulding. And, I mean,
so that was that. I remember on the last day, this chap waiting for his A-level results, it was his last day too. We got very fed up, and he helped me do fairy liquid bottle tops, nose to tail, for a mile. Click, so we've got a daisy chain.
All right.
I can't tell you how long. I'm just. Don't tell them.
Yes, very satisfied.
It was just revenge, I suppose.
Yes.
It was another bit unfair.